Live 89.5. 904 on Live 89.5. This is Good Morning Phuket, brought to you by Zana Beach Club. Life is better on the beach. So coming up this Sunday, we've been talking about it all week. Very excited to have some of the fellows performing there. It is going to be the International Jazz Day from the UNESCO International Jazz Day happening in Phuket Town. And joining me in the studio now is Vialta, Boone, and Mackenzie, which is a band that's going to be performing this Sunday. Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, good, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So very excited to have you guys here. And you will be performing this Sunday. So first, a little bit of background information on your band. How long have you guys been playing together?
So we all studied at the Victorian College of the Arts down in Melbourne in Australia. And that was about 10 years ago, I think, we started. So we've been playing in different bands in Melbourne, in different contexts, different jazz bands and pop and soul and stuff. And we are... Yeah, we've been doing this project for a while, but we've been playing separately in different bands for ages. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. And how did you get involved with the Phuket International Jazz Day?
So I was over here doing some shows a couple of years ago. My name is Diego, by the way. And I sort of ran into Jeffrey. He has a jam night every Wednesday at his bar called Music Matter. I just went there and had a jam with him and sort of, we got along really well and met some other musicians who were here for the festival 2 years ago, and he invited us back. He invited me back. He said, bring a band over, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
So you guys came all the way from Australia for this one?
That's correct.
Cool, yeah. Cool. That's fantastic. So did you have a little bit of time to enjoy Phuket as well, or is it mostly just landed, rehearse, play, and then get out?
So we landed 2 days ago, and... We've had some relaxed time, but we sort of really enjoy playing. So we've actually already done a couple of jam sessions at a couple of local bars, met some musicians, which is great. It was sort of all about the playing at the moment. So we're just playing as much as we can, and maybe after the festival, we might go to some beaches or something to chill out.
Yeah. Well, you came at a good time of year because we're just on the brink of the monsoon, so you still get a little bit of sunshine.
Ah, great. That's good.
And obviously you said that you have a very eclectic band with the styling, but so Sunday is all about the jazz.
That's correct.
So what kind of a set can we expect to hear on Sunday?
Do you want to go for it?
Hi, I'm Sam. The cool thing about this project for us is we've played in different bands, and as Diego was saying, but for this project we've all brought some original compositions to the group, and we started rehearsing them up specifically for this set, so you probably expect each of us presenting some of our original work, which is in the jazz genre, but it's kind of hard to put an exact
to be a bit cinematic what we do, so it's very textural and atmospheric in a way, but still, still a lot of rhythm and harmony in there. But yeah, we try to sort of build an emotional feeling with the music. I know it sounds a bit corny, but but as opposed to just sort of the straight ahead jazz, from decades ago. Yeah.
Well, I think that's why a lot of people really love jazz, because it more so has feeling. It's more cinematic than a lot of at least modern day pop, I guess you would say. But yeah, jazz is very cinematic and it makes you feel stuff.
Yeah, that's our intention, So hopefully, can move people a little bit with what we're doing. And yeah, we have an interesting lineup as well, because we don't have bass, drums or vocals. So we're two guitars and a saxophonist. Which is a bit rare. I don't think I've seen that lineup anywhere else. But it's been a really good experience. All of us trying to stay out of each other's way, because we're all in the same sort of part of the same frequencies. So it's been fun finding different roles and making the music come alive in that way.
So before you came, because you said you've played in Thailand before, you came here, did you expect Thailand to be a big hub for jazz?
No, not really. I think Jeffrey's doing some amazing work down at Music Matter. Him and we met a guy called Patrick who runs Rockin' Angels Bar as well last night. And these guys are sort of keeping the music alive down here. It's really great. Jeffrey's been doing it for 16 years, apparently.
Wow.
I know he puts in a lot of effort into running this thing, and it's pretty much all on his shoulders, I think. I could be wrong, but that's the impression I get. It's surprising to see the amount of players here as well. It's really nice.
Yeah, well, culturally, it's very big in Thailand. In fact, the event is saying it's in loving memory to His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej, who's the late king of Thailand, and he was actually a brilliant jazz composer, which he has a lot of really fantastic jazz. So that really created a love of jazz amongst a lot of the people of Thailand. So you should have a good audience both with expats and locals as well.
Yeah, great. I'm looking forward to it.
So the show is going on Sunday, starting at 6 p.m. And it's how long is it going to be going till, would you say?
It goes till pretty late. As you said, it starts at 6. We're on around about 11. But I think it goes sort of through the night. And there's markets as well.
I think there's quite a few different acts on. I think you were saying before, like being the UNESCO International Jazz Festival, Jeffrey's, you know, curated a really interesting lineup of different acts from all, you know, different parts of Thailand and different parts of Asia and Australia. I think there's a piano player from Mauritius, and yeah, it's really going to be a good lineup, you know, from 6 p.m. onwards to pretty late, I think,
And the best part about it is it's free.
Yeah, that's
free and
right.
Open to the public.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's great to have. That's such a great thing to have in this, you know, this town. It's awesome.
Absolutely. And I see you have a CD there. Is that your CD?
Yeah. So
cool.
A couple.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my reporter skills coming to use.
So this isn't actually the recording of us. Mm-hmm. This is some of my stuff. As we said before, we're all sort of bringing in different compositions.
Yeah.
So this one is with a vocalist that we all work with in Melbourne, a really good buddy of ours, who probably would have come if he could, but he's just gotten married and he's back in Melbourne.
It's a good excuse.
It is a good excuse, that's right. It's different, different vibe musically, but similar sort of sounds and cinematic stuff. So that's, yeah, me and our friend Tom from Melbourne.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to pick that up, I imagine, at the festival as well?
That's right. Yep, I'll have CDs at the festival.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So if you're planning to head over to the International Jazz Day, of course, UNESCO, down in Phuket Town, be sure to stick around. 11 p.m., Vielta, Boone, and McKenzie are going to be hitting the stage. You can buy some CDs and merch afterwards. And also, it just sounds like it's going to be a really fantastic day. So if you want to check out more information, you can head over to our website, thebhuketnews.com, and click on events. There's some phone numbers and emails to get a hold of the organizer Jeffrey to find out information, but you're not going to remember them by hearing them on the radio, so just head over to the website thebhuketnews.com and click on events and get all the details there. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today, and enjoy your few days in Phuket.
Great, thanks.